Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy are about to spoil your ears with heaps of fun. This Mother's Day, spoil mum with a big brand fragrance at the lowest price at Chemist Warehouse. Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your R&B Fridays. How are we, guys?
Oh, a big day. A big day on the show. Mm. This is make or break day, where we find out how you are going on your quest to swim from England to Belgium.
Mm. And to test that, we are having me swim 100 metres against a gold medalist.
Not only that, but in the freezing cold waters of the Gold Coast.
Yes. This
so
doesn't give us
coming.
An indication. I don't know what we'll
coming because. Up on the show, but right now.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club, makes me want to hit the club. Well, hit the club.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
The thing is sexy bad.
We get a rap.
Big Boss Booty Drop.
I was saying to you earlier in the week that I spotted that Peter Andre is in Greece, the musical here on the West End.
Yes.
Well, not the West End, but the sort of off the West. You know how in Broadway there's off Broadway and Broadway? I think it's one of the off West End things.
The East End.
East End.
Yes.
Anyway, he's not playing the John Travolta role. I think he's playing a different role. But he is in this show, and I'm going to go see it just to get a bit of Peter Andre love, because I thought, I used to love Peter Andre. I loved Mysterious Girl.
If he doesn't get his abs out, ask for a refund.
He looked so different in the picture. I mean, obviously.
Are you sure it's not just another? But are you sure it's the Peter Andre? It's just not another
man called?
Definitely.
That's their selling. No, that's their selling point. It is the Peter Andre.
Really?
So I thought, what better way to start a Friday than a bit of Peter Andre?
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tommy's going to cross the ocean. He's going to swim between two countries. All he wants to do.
It's 2 months, two and a bit months till D-Day, till you swim from England to Belgium. Have you done the math on how many days, how many weeks?
No, I thought it was longer than that.
Not long, baby, not long.
Not long, baby.
I am in London. I cannot see your progress. I don't know how you're going. You keep saying, I'm fine. But you say that about a lot of things in life. So we thought, how about check your progress with one of the greatest swimmers in this nation, Mac Horton. You raced Mac Horton in the pool a few years ago and you sucked.
Yes,
You couldn't even get halfway down the pool.
No, you also made me wear a male G-string that dead set nearly ripped me in half. Do you forget that bit?
Excuses, blaming, the G-string.
Yep.
You're used to wearing one of those.
That's
Don't
true.
Pretend like it was
it's just not used to wearing
weird.
It forwards.
So you and Mac had a rematch.
Yes, we did.
But this time it was different.
Yeah, we were going to the open water. We went to beautiful Gold Coast, Talabudra Creek, stunning part of the world. And I knew I was in trouble when Mac took his shirt off. I mean, I was hoping he'd blown out or something. But he is He's got the biggest frame for a person. He's like his arms are so long and he's so ripped. And
I saw a photo of you and him next to each other. You've got a big frame too.
Thank you.
There's a real mum vibe to that, wasn't there?
I know.
You've got a big frame too, bud.
Come on. You weren't the only one giving it a bit of that. Mac was giving you a bit of that trash talk. So we were down Creekside. Ready to go. Of course, the big prize was on the line. Two Portuguese tarts from the cafe next to the creek.
There was a little bit of I was hoping you would rock up and just have blown out massively. Like, I was just hoping.
He thought I'd quit. I just retired.
And then you walked in like, damn. Mac looks better than ever.
You're not looking too bad, though. You've been swimming a bit.
I've been swimming a bit, yeah.
How much would we say is a bit?
I reckon I'm swimming about 12K a week at the moment.
And this swim you're doing is?
92K.
But?
But there's 10 of us.
So 9K each?
Yeah. Yeah, which is
and
more
you're doing
for...
12 a week.
Yeah.
And you've got to do 9 at once.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
Do you believe that?
Do you remember what happened last time you raced him?
Yeah, I don't reckon you got to 25 metres.
Yeah, I think it was about 25.
Yeah.
Including the doggy paddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I... So I actually I respect that you're taking this on, yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing your improvement.
Yes.
But I still think you're going to be in a bit of strife.
That's okay. I don't want to say that I wasn't too confident coming in here, but I checked my wallet and I made sure I had enough money for 2 Portuguese tarts.
I can't wait. I'm hungry.
I'll wager. Why didn't you just tell me before about this? You said sharks breed here?
Sharks breed or nest here or something. The aggressive ones as well. Yeah. The bull sharks. I don't really
so
know.
So you just have to be able to swim fast enough to outswim him. And
yeah, yeah, the shark bait.
To not have a shark breed with you.
Yeah.
It will know if we see these weird animals in 9 months' time that are ethnically ambiguous but have a fin. They got me.
All right, well, shall we see how much you've improved?
Well, yeah, where's our markers?
So I think from the flag down here, to this flag here, I reckon that's probably 50 metres, so what do we reckon, up and back?
Just want to win.
I'm getting a Portuguese tart either way. So.
Do you still agree on the 30 metres head start?
Well, why don't we give you a time head start?
Like, well, last time you gave him 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you? Did you give me 30 seconds and I still didn't finish for a 100-metre race?
You could have given him an hour head start last time because you wouldn't have finished. Mattered.
Yeah, if you die, you die. Okay, 15 seconds.
All right.
Now, we're just about
imagine
to...
being that confident in your ability that you just rock. Like, he could have let you do a whole half lap. Like, he so knows he's going to win.
Yeah.
But in fact, do we even need to play this next break?
Well,
how bad was it?
The thing I had going for me, Bickers, was I was running pretty much on straight bourbon and Coke by this time. And so I was hoping that lingering in my system would be the energy and sugar that I needed. And
no, that's just going to make you spew more. You already spewed.
I legitimately thought, that was years ago, I legitimately thought that I have a chance here. And I reckon you... might be a bit surprised. We've got the result coming up next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you are just joining us, what a time to join.
We have set the stage so far for my rematch with Mac Horton to see if my swimming has advanced in any way, shape or form.
Hopefully it has. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to swim from England to Belgium in 2 months'
yes,
time.
Yes, and we thought, what better way to test that? And with a 100-metre swim against Mac Horton in a creek on the Gold Coast.
Mac, the rig's looking good. Bro, what a beast.
That is some of the worst trash talk I've ever heard.
I know. Is that what
yours looks better as well, I think.
Mine was so much nicer. I said, man, what a rig. And you said, yours looks better too, I think.
You've improved.
What are you thinking? Are you thinking, do you have like stages of pace that you go through? Do you start as fast as you can and then just hold that?
Honestly, I'm exhausted, so I'm going to go as easy as I can and just enough to beat you.
Hey, just, you know, obviously I know this is just a bit of fun, so, mate, don't hurt yourself out there.
You know, with a 15-second head start, will you chase him down real quick or will you just cruise?
I'd like to get to him in a reasonable amount of time so I can get the elbow into you a bit because we're in the open water, so you're allowed to do that.
Are you?
Yeah.
In that case, I'll just turn around and wait for him. And try and jump and dive on. All right.
So we're going from this yellow flag up to the far lifeguard flag over there and then back.
Okay.
Yep. Whereabouts do you reckon you'll catch him?
I'm hoping probably just after the turnaround.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if I don't make it to the turn...
No, you've been swimming enough. You should be okay.
Once again.
I worry, though, that you're not going to get all the way to the flag. I reckon you're going to turn early. So I need to be in the vicinity to supervise the turn.
Hey, best of luck. Let's have a great race. A little beginner's paper, scissors, rock just before we start.
What for?
Just to get in your head.
Paper, scissors, rock.
Yes. One win already.
All right, contestants to the starting line, please.
All right, so 15-second head start. Tommy, on your marks, get set, go. All right, he's off. Strong start. Good kick. Yeah, he's gone off on a weird angle. He's kind of swimming out into the middle of the creek, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. He's almost swum a complete right angle. He's swimming right into the middle of the creek. Oh, he's had a look up, and now he's going, go, Matt, go! I was so distracted by how far off course Tommy has swum that I actually gave him a 20-second head start. Mac is absolutely cruising. Tommy stopped, and now he stood up, and it's only knee-deep water. He's actually probably better off running, and Mac has just overtaken him. Just run! Just run! Honestly, Tommy's running now, and Mac is just slowly cruising up in front of him. Mac's made the turn. Mac is swimming faster than Tommy can run, and it's such a leisurely stroke from Mac as well. And that's it. Mac crosses the line. An easy win. Tommy ran most of the way back. So did we finish up with a little few pointers?
Yeah, I just told Mac a couple of things he was doing wrong.
Yeah.
Literally before we started the race, I said to Tommy, what are you going to look at so you know you're going straight? And he said, I don't know.
And then I popped my head up and I'm over the other side of the creek.
Were you looking for the blue line or something, mate?
Mate, I don't know. I just assumed if I swam, it'd be in a straight line. No.
It could have been, like, reasonably close, but you honestly went off at a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, I know. And then I ended up in what was, like, ankle-deep water.
Yeah.
Anyway, but then Mac informed me that he was cheating and actually pulling himself along on the sand at the bottom.
When you do your swim, though, you're gonna have to learn to swim straight, or you're going to need a kayak to follow or something.
We've got a boat beside us.
Right. So you'll just bump into that, then turn off and bump into that.
92k almost becomes 180k real quick.
I'm just hold on to the boat. just a man in board, he's holding onto a boat.
Have you done any, like, open water swims?
I did one. That was 500 metres, and I came third last down the...
Did you come third last because you didn't swim straight?
I couldn't stop spewing. I could take... The other one would be a cunning tactic to clear me some space.
From seasickness?
From salt water, yeah. Hey, Matt, congrats. Has my swimming improved?
It has actually improved, but I'm still worried for you.
Okay.
Quite a lot.
Okay. Maybe we could...
But I respect that you're willing to put your body through this and your mind and everything else. You're in a bit of strife.
Maybe you can give me a few more tips over a Portuguese tart, which I now
owe you. Sure, yeah.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
If you want to see any of it, the video is up at Carrie Tommy Show on the socials.
I would love to see the GPS of you. Actually, the GPS of you doing the England to Belgium swim will just be this, like, little snake. You're just going back and around.
I got so confused when I stuck my head up. I stuck my head up and looked to the side and I'm like, where is this flag? And I'd actually just headed right into the middle of the creek where it somehow
you
got
let it
so
wind,
shallow.
Didn't you?
Yeah. That one was for you, Mac.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up, we want you to prove your deluxe for $10,000, all thanks to the chicken deluxe range from Macca's.
Ooh, $10,000.
$10,000 we're about to give away.
What are you going to spend it on?
This is the easiest way. Well, I feel like you need to spend it on something deluxe, don't you?
Yes.
You're going to win $10,000 by proving your deluxe.
Yes.
What would you spend it on? And visit. Come and say hi.
Yeah, I have to say yes to that. Yes. It's either yes
you like
or
to go to the Bahamas. Or?
Yes. No, here we go, no, London.
Come
I've
to
got
London.
My answer. So good luck, everybody. We're doing that soon.
Well, thanks to the Chicken Deluxe range at Macca's, a perfect combination of tender Aussie chicken breasts in golden crunchy coating together and loving it.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've been smelling, seeing and tasting new things on this great big adventure that we are having overseas at the moment. You might have seen I posted on my Instagram that we all had a try of snails. Have you had snails before?
I've never had snails, no.
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 I never had either. I didn't know what to expect. They were, and you'll hear me in this video say they taste like bacon. I realise now that's because they put a bacon sauce on the snails themselves. I actually don't know what they taste like.
Yeah.
But we all had a go. Even Addie had a little try. You can hear here.
No, no. Just try it. If you don't like it, you will take it back out.
It's okay. If we don't like it, you can just spit it right out of my hand.
Try it.
It's good. It's
everyone's just... problem.
It's like bacon. What do you think? Snail. Good?
There we go.
What you can't see is a thumbs up from Addie, a thumbs up, but her face is telling a different story.
Well, and I thought at one stage she looked like she was starting to enjoy it, and then someone else said snail again, and she remembered that it was a snail. And
it sat in the little cheek bit of her mouth. Yeah. She ate a whole entire bolognese, and we got to the end, and I realised that she'd still got the snail bit tucked away in
that's
the cheek
a talent.
Bit because she didn't want to swallow. It.
She's like a squirrel with a nut, just hiding it away in the cheeks. Hey, because was that in France?
Paris, yes.
In Gay Paris.
Yes.
Bonjour, un escargot, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, oui.
Yep, you can speak French.
Oui.
Yep.
Oui, oui, oui.
C,
yes. C, me, carry, snail, family, have.
But the other thing she ate a lot of, and this is the question I wanted to ask you, as someone that worked on the ski slopes for a long time, Tommy, I let Addie eat a lot of snow while we were skiing. She loved it.
What are you doing, Addie?
We're eating ice.
You're eating ice? Mm-hmm. Is it delicious?
Again, thumbs up.
Yes.
But I posted that and people then started DMing me and telling me that I shouldn't be letting her eat the snow. What's wrong with the snow? Isn't it just water frozen?
So first things first, people are idiots. So whatever you post, people are going to say, you shouldn't do that for some reason. So I wouldn't listen to them too much. There is only, there's an occasional thing. So you can tell whether snow is man-made or natural because man-made snow doesn't form snowballs. So if you are if you're on a lot of Australian mountains, if you're
so
on their most
we were trying to make snowman and we couldn't because I couldn't get it to form a ball, that means we were on man-made snow because it was the end of the season and it was on their like kiddie run.
Yes.
So you're saying that they would load it up with man-made snow to keep it going.
Yes, and I would be more hesitant to eat man-made snow than
well, that's what she ate the whole time.
But also it's fine.
Well, what's in man-made snow?
I don't know exactly. I don't know. But I think they put something in.
I mean, obviously not eating any yellow snow. I'm not an idiot.
Yes, don't eat yellow snow. Also, don't eat snow if you get lost in the snow. Because a lot of people think, well, I'm thirsty and I should have water.
It's water.
Because it can make you hypothermic from having too much. If you're already in cold conditions. But apart from that, let Addie check. You fed her snails.
And don't eat snail off the snow.
Yes, don't eat snow snails, because that's boogers.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Deluxe! Carrie Tommy! Macca's Chicken! $10,000! Bucks!
Wearing Tommy's and no dress up in a nice tux. Because
nice.
Carrie Tommy like to live a little deluxe. We hit that Macca's drive through, we fill up the trunk. You give us life hacks, then we give you big bucks.
Prove your deluxe for $10,000. Prove your deluxe for $10,000.
The Chicken Deluxe range from Macca's is here. A perfect combination of tender Aussie chicken breast in a golden crunchy coating. Together and loving it.
Deluxe!
Thousands upon thousands of entries, Bickers, to get down to one winner. There are a lot that didn't make the cut.
But great, great little hacks for life.
Oh, I've got a shocker here. It's just don't use public toilets and wait till you get home.
I mean, that's just good sense. We've got a good.
I thought you meant good sense because I thought you were making a sense joke about the scent of a toilet.
No, good sense. Oh. This one here, my deluxe life hack is making my kids massage my back. My dad used to do that. I'd massage his toes for a scent.
Oh, for a scent?
For a scent.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of scent stuff going on.
As I got older, he'd give me a couple of dollars. 15 minutes, I'd massage his feet.
For a scent?
Well, by then, if
I reckon
minutes,
you could have
I'd
him arrested if you want for that.
I love this one here. My deluxe life hack is spraying the Langham Hotel scent that you can purchase at the hotel around my house, and that way I feel like I'm living in a hotel.
Oh, that is good. So are they our winner?
No. Nothing can top our winner.
Right.
I think you and I are going to try what our winner suggested.
Yes.
Because it's such a great idea. I don't, can't believe I haven't done it before now.
You're talking about the public toilet one, right?
No.
Should we call them now?
Let's call it now.
Hello?
Sarah?
Hi.
It's not just me here, Sarah.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy.
Oh.
Sarah, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just walking away from noise.
Okay.
Noise being your children?
Yeah.
It's easy when you name them after the thing they do. That's my son, yeah. Noise. That's my daughter,
sorry.
Mess.
My name is Tucker Melon Toys.
Hey, Sarah, we loved your deluxe life hack so much.
Yep.
For people who might not have heard it, can you just quickly retell us what it is?
Absolutely. So the idea is that say you've had a long day at work, and you're going home and you want to get takeout, and just for this sake of this, you're getting Macca's.
Yes.
And you order, say, you know, your cheeseburger. And the idea is that, like, no one wants to eat cold food, right? Especially a cold cheeseburger. It doesn't taste
good. You want to keep it warm in your car. So what do you do, Sarah?
You turn your seat warmer on.
Yes.
Or if you don't have seat warmers, the idea is that you put it where the feet go and you turn the dial to heat.
Sarah.
So that the warmth comes through.
It's excellent. It's excellent. You blew our minds when you told us.
It's just madness that you wouldn't do it.
Yes.
Like, that's how everybody should carry takeaway home.
But Sarah, there's a bit riding on this, right? It's it's not just a small prize. It's $10,000. What would you spend $10,000 on?
We're doing IVF, and we need to pay that off. And that didn't work. We have to pay that, and we've also got some bills as well. Desperate.
I mean, it would be nice if something so silly a little hack of turning your seat warmers on led to something which is very serious and would help out a lot. Because what do you think?
I think that I loved Sarah's hack before I even knew anything else. And now I love the idea that perhaps this $10,000 could help your family out, Sarah. Sarah, you are the winner of Prove Your Deluxe for $10,000.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh. Thank you.
Good on you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Now your little one can make some noise in the background.
Yeah. So you can go back and see what noise is up to.
Hey, all the best with everything, Sarah.
Thank you. This is amazing. Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you.
It's all thanks to the Chicken Deluxe range from Macca's, a perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken breast and golden crunchy coating together and loving it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your R&B Friday. Same, same, but backwards is coming up very soon. But right now,
hello, Mum.
Hey.
Can you win me some cash? Carrie, Tommy have money hiding in their stash. Oh, Mama dear, you have always smelled young. How well do you know your mom? Oh, how well do you know your mom?
Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Mother's Day. Head in store or online and find Mum's favourite fragrance. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Tommy, could you pick your mum's smell from a lineup?
Oh, yeah, bourbon.
What? That's not nice. That's you.
No, I could.
We can smell you coming a mile away.
Mate. Yeah. yes, I
could
pick
you
my mum's smell.
Your,
yes.
What does she wear? Do you know what it is?
Oh, no, I don't know what it is, but I could.
And has she worn it your whole life?
Yes, yes. I could.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's so easy to smell your mum. And for this particular situation, all you have to do is know your mum's smell. You win cash. You can give it to her. You can keep it for yourself. Up to you. Give it to her. Mother's Day, obviously. But
$1,000 and a bottle of your mum's favourite perfume. Thanks to the wonderful folks at Chemist Warehouse. Just to get involved, what do they have to do?
CarrieandTommy.com.au. Jump on there and register. It's all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. They're the real house of fragrance this Mother's Day. Head in store or online and find mum's favourite fragrance. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Coming up, I have a tale actually about one of the most famous mums in the world.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'll stick around.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because sometimes our producers leave the show because they find you like a tyrant and they say yes. that you hit them too much. They say they only get their fish head soup once a day, and you promised two when they took the job. Sometimes they leave to have bubbas. One of those who has done that is Pippa. She joins us on the phone now. Hey, Pip.
What's that?
That's all Pip's called through for. I'm stoked for that.
And that's why she was fired. How are you? Have you had baby yet?
No, but I'm definitely in labour.
Great.
Oh, really?
I'm not in labour, no.
Oh.
Would you ever let us live stream the birth as a listener event?
No.
No. Worth a shot.
No.
Hey, Pip, I don't actually know why we're calling you, except the boss of this show said that you have a funny story for us, and so we trust this, and we thought we'd just call you on air.
Okay, cool. Well, so this morning I was out for a walk. And, yeah. Well, more of a waddle. And and this guy, well, I was wearing, like, you know how I've worn my pregnancy support belt?
Yes.
Your weightlifting belt?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it helps with the back and the hip pain and all that jazz. And I was walking along and all of a sudden a tradie drives past, winds down his window and yells, "Cool belt!" And I just thought, wow, the confidence to heckle a heavily pregnant, waddling woman.
But hey, have you felt sexy in that belt? Because maybe that's the time, babe.
I haven't felt sexy for 9 months.
Oh, but you look amazing. There is something so beautiful about a pregnant belly. But that belt, having worn that belt as well, because it signifies all the pain you're in, it does not feel sexy one little bit.
So you think he might have thought I looked good and it was actually a cool belt?
Yeah, he's giving you a little pump up for your morning.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, I think he was definitely heckling me.
No, it was a pump up. Yeah.
Well, it's gotten you up and about, hasn't it?
It certainly gave me a chuckle.
I've had a tradie, when I decided to become a hat guy, I had a tradie yell at me, and I didn't catch the last word because thankfully he got far enough away, but he went, "Nice hat, yeah," and then I didn't hear the last bit. But I actually, looking back, I think that might have been a pump up as well. We all just been getting pump ups on our morning stroll.
Is that so when you say to me, "Nice bum bag," that's a pump up?
Yeah. You've just got to have it yelled at you from a truck, though. It's not the same. Hey, Pip, when was the last... So is it possible that they didn't realise you were pregnant? Because you...
I tried to help.
I mean, I left the country weeks ago now, and I... Yeah, Pip was about to pop then.
When was the last...
Have you settled on a name and everything, Pip? Is it all going all to plan? No. Okay, great.
Yeah. We've got about 9 on the list.
Ooh. Is Nice Belt one of them?
You find it was Cool Belt.
Oh, sorry. Was it Cool Belt? I was Nice Hat. Oh, yeah. No, we're going to all have cool stuff, Pip. Some of us are going to afford nice stuff.
Tommy, one thing I thought that you might be interested in is the amount that you're encouraged to milk yourself in these later stages of pregnancy.
Really?
Yeah,
you're right, because I've been milking myself for years, Pippa. Finally, we have something in common. How do you do it just how it sounds? Do you just squeeze it?
Just squeeze it and catch the stuff that comes out, if anything.
Do you catch it with your other hand?
The colostrum.
No, like with a syringe.
How?
Or a cup.
Have you been catching it?
Well, yeah, like
I just did it into the sink. Are you catching it for to feed the baby maybe later?
Yeah, yeah, I'm freezing it and stuff. Did you not do that? What's the point?
Nah.
I feel bad.
I did it a couple of times and then was like, well, I'm not doing this. Who's got time to squeeze it? There'll be enough squeezing happening when the baby comes out, not pre-squeezing.
Don't worry, because I get it as well. I was just milking into the sink as well.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
What's happened? Bickers has just gone to the absolute water on this.
I have. It's the delay from London.
Haven't you only had one game?
The other times?
Yeah.
6-5.
The anticipation of the delay.
Here's song number one.
Tommy. Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
Hot like the girlfriend.
Three,
hot
two,
like me. Don't
one.
You? Don't you?
Oh, I don't know if you just get 50 million chances to...
Yeah, well, you're in London.
Jesse, I feel like that was a bit unfair.
All right.
Anyway.
The rules have suddenly changed.
Not much I can do from here.
All right, song number two.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
Three.
Two. One. Because, would you like to hear it again?
Is it Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle?
I'm a genie in a bottle. What's the bit where she goes, come on in, now? Nah. That bit?
What?
Yeah, what's that? What does she say?
Come on and let me out.
Oh, come on and let me out.
Yeah, she's in a bottle.
Let me out. Get close to the bottle and just see this. Come on and let me out. Like, no thanks. There's no way you're a hottie like Christina Aguilera with come on and let me out.
One all, song number three.
Carrie.
Tommy. Oh, damn it.
Oh, I don't
three,
know who sings it.
Two.
Don't be mad. That one is
yeah.
it.
Tommy, it is Timbaland, promiscuous boy.
A promiscuous
girl. Oh. Boy. Promiscuous.
I was going to say mysterious girl. Promiscuous.
Chicken, don't be mad. Don't be mean. Let's all never forget. That is what
I know. Yeah.
Home to hear my 50-year-old housemate going at it too. Don't be mean. Promiscuous boy. You're 50, John.
2-1.
Tease me.
So Tommy for the win, because to tie it up, song number four.
Oh,
Carrie.
Tommy. Oh.
Bickers.
Come on.
Adele, Rolling in the Deep. We could have had
it all. Ties it up.
She's back, sort of.
Back to a draw. Sort of,
Song number five. It is all tied up.
Carrie.
Vickers for the win.
It is Gaga, Bad Romance.
She's on the board from London.
So, Jesse, do I have to let her win again next week?
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Every week.
Don't be a sore loser like me.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices this Mother's Day at Chemist Warehouse.
I tell you what, if you've got a mum and she stinks, Chemist Warehouse have the solution for you. Buy your mum a beautiful fragrance this Mother's Day and treat her to something, all at remarkably low prices, because.
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to get the best present for mum. That's what mums want. Perfume's a beautiful gift. You could get like Tommy Hilfiger, Tommy Girl, 100 mils, just $39.99. You could get Yves Saint Laurent Opium Black, 50 mils, only $129.99. So much
black
cheaper.
Hectic. When you say
it's
you're
what
getting,
mum wants.
When you say you're getting black opium from Chemist Warehouse, people are going to be surprised when you come out with a fragrance. Hey, up next. because I reckon it's possibly the best thing I've ever seen on the internet, which I know is a big call. Isn't it? It's massive.
I think it's just for you're tired. This is the best thing you've seen today.
No, it's the best thing I've seen
ever.
This week.
We're going to hold you to this week. Okay.
This week. The previous best thing I'd ever seen was the turn down for what? Speedboat crash? You know, that has like seven people in it.
And all the influencers. Oh, and they start going back one after the other.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Very funny.
Each one of them, you can watch the video 100 times because each one of them eats shit in a very different way. And so you just focus on one person for each time the boat crashes. Anyway, I think this is even better than that. It's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because how is your English accent going over there? I haven't asked for a little while. I know on day one you'd almost gone full English, but now you seem to have gone back to standard Australian, and I want to know where your accent ability is at.
I think it's gone backwards too, because I realise most people that I'm hanging around with that are English don't speak the way of my English accent, if you know what I mean. The accent I was giving you all isn't actually how people speak.
No, we all knew that. And they don't start
Now I'm a bit confused what my English accent is.
They don't start every sentence with, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, I thought it was pretty good, but it's not.
I mean, I still like it. And what about your speaking in broken English? Is that still happening?
Still happening.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. It's getting better. But I found a local cafe that's my local now, but the lady that's there is Russian. So it's tricky when I'm talking to her.
And how bad does the... No, I won't ask that question. Because, so I found, the reason I'm asking you about your accent work is because I found possibly the greatest man that I've ever seen on the internet. I've sent you a photo of this man. Would you mind opening your phone now and having a look at the bloke who I have sent you?
So it says, when this Obama impersonator became an overnight sensation.
So look at that guy there. And what does he look like?
He's wearing a white shirt and he's wearing a red and white tie.
Just meant, does he look like President Obama?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit, right? But he's very clearly a Chinese President Obama. Like he doesn't look enough like Obama to think that this is a black man.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
This guy reckons... He's an Obama impersonator. Just in case you've been living under a rock and can't remember what President Obama sounds like, he's one of the greatest orators of our time. Have a listen.
Kendall Jenner is also here, and we had a chance to meet her backstage. She seems like a very nice young woman. I'm not exactly sure what she does, but I am told that my...
That's President Obama, right? Fresh in your memory. Now, there is a slight catch with our Chinese President Obama impersonator.
Back to that. How funny that he's even like having a go at the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what she does.
Yeah.
You know, I would have thought that Barack wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, nah. No one's above a swipe at a reality star.
Yeah, I thought Barack was, but obviously not.
Nah,
anyway, what's the problem with the impersonator?
Well, it's just a slight catch.
Coming from China's southwestern province of Sichuan, Xiao doesn't speak much English. But he has created his own unique way to sound like President Obama.
And this is where I was hooked. I thought, how do you impersonate someone who speaks English if you can't speak English? Well, you just guess.
Hello, everybody. This is the king and best friend of the world. It's more about the king and the best friend of the world.
I can barely tell the difference.
Sounds like me when I'm trying to speak other languages.
And he gets hired to open like stores and stuff.
No, he doesn't.
And he gets up and gives it a bit of that. And when they asked him, why would people hire you? He said, because businesses feel better for having President Obama at their opening.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home, the Savo.
As well as just soaking up the London vibe and just kind of calling it home, we have decided while we're here that we're going to do a little bit of touristy stuff as well, right?
Just
to get the kids a bit of educational stuff, you know, we might as well find a bit of the history of where we are. So the other day we went to Windsor Castle. We went to Windsor, which is a beautiful part of the world.
Is Windsor Castle the Queen one? No.
The queen. The Queen one.
I was trying
yes,
to
it's
think,
where she what, often goes yeah. to stay.
What's
she
Buckingham Palace?
She sometimes is either Buckingham Palace is the one in London.
Yeah.
And then occasionally she spends a bit of time. Apparently she was there at Easter. She goes to Windsor Castle. Every now and then she goes to Balmoral. They
what's
spread
Balmoral?
It round.
What's
one castle's mean? Not enough for the royal family. Balmoral's like, I think, her holiday home or something.
Bloody
is it
hell.
Down by the sea?
Well, it's hard having a holiday house when you live in a castle.
Well,
like,
that's,
nothing's
going
to be as good. Should we leave our castle to go to a two bedroom on the beach? It's like, no, I'm in a castle. Yeah. Oh, but this one's got 5 stars on Airbnb. Yeah, but I'm used to castles.
I was trying to work out because when we were there, we went on a tour, like did our own little tour through Windsor Castle, which is amazing. Like, you're talking about an 800-year-old building. Like, it's phenomenal.
When you
but
say,
Chrissy stays there some of the times, yes.
Yeah, when you say you did your own tour, do you mean you just,
like, we
just went around? Yeah. Did you just go around and then guess what?
Well, they offered us a person and then they offered us the headphones and then we just said, nah, we're right. And we just strolled around. Sometimes you just don't want the talkity-talkity.
Yes. Yeah, but that's not a tour. You didn't do a tour. You just walked around.
Chris showed me where he came when he was 18 and did a cricket tour. You could see it out of the window of Windsor Castle.
That's not bad.
That's a funny story, actually. I'll tell you that story another day. But anyway, we went through, took the kids. The kids aren't, like, Evie's at his 3. She's not listening to someone talk to her about all the people that have lived there in the last 800 years.
Yes, history sucks. It does, though, doesn't
anyway,
it?
Anyway, a lot of history does suck.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I remember, I love art, but I remember when you can just go to an art gallery and spend as much time as you want, which means don't feel pressured to stay long. Just go have a look and go, that was dope, I'm out.
One of the most freeing things for me as an adult was when I realized I didn't have to go to every city and do art galleries and museums.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as a kid, like we're doing with the kids, you're forced to go to art galleries and museums. When you realize you don't have to and you're not a bad person.
Yes.
You can just go sit at a bar and drink if you want.
Because I think I told you, my mate Bowdo, he told me when we were overseas, he said, Bo, you don't have to go to things. Just look them up on the internet and tell everyone that you went. So, like, it was the statue of David and I didn't want to see it. And he goes, don't. Look it up on the internet and let's go to the pool anyway, and jump off diving boards. And we had the best day at the pool.
So I'm going to tell you now about Windsor Castle. Then you can say you've been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The thing that stood out to me about Windsor Castle, the thing we could not stop talking about the whole time we were there, I've sent you a picture.
Okay.
What can you see right above the grounds of Windsor Castle?
Oh, sick. That is a, I think it's a 737 maybe. Anyway, it's a commercial passenger jet.
Don't get bogged down what type of
plane.
It's a big-ass commercial plane.
Yes, it is.
For the full 2 hours we were at Windsor Castle, every 90 seconds a plane flew overhead. The Queen lives under the flight path.
Oh, my
gosh. How? Surely if you're the Queen, you're getting that flight path redirected.
Yes. Suddenly that two-bedroom, five-star Airbnb down the beach doesn't look so bad.
How is – like, I'm gobsmacked. Like, honestly, I don't understand how she would get any rest, and she'd need to rest a lot at the moment because it was so loud. They were so low. Like, and Ollie loves plane spotting. I took some amazing pictures of these planes because I've become a plane nerd as well because they were flying so low. And the whole time I was there, all I could think about
– this is my backyard.
Is that the runway there?
Sometimes you think they're going to land right on top of you. Well, I reckon we're the luckiest family in the world.
I was in the real life castle. The real castle.
The castle.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your R&B Fridays. And it is officially the weekend, guys, which means that Bickers needs a song to get her in the mood. Now, Bickers. Earlier.
To get her in the mood, I think you should say...
For the weekend,
to
sorry.
Top off a frothy, yes.
She wants
to knock
the top
off. I'm going to make love to.
Is that your make love voice?
No, it's not. No, I'm not letting you into the bedroom, guys.
Okay, that's it. That's definitely it, isn't it? Do you want to come into the bedroom or do you want to come to the bedroom, guys?
Hey, because
with my
do you remember the name of the festival you said you really want to go to earlier in the week?
Yes. So I think I'm going to go to Creamfields. It's a festival that's on here in the UK. I think if I'm in London, I need to get the festival vibe going.
Well,
so I'm
going
to go to Creamfields and all the greatest DJs are there, and I'm just going to go crazy.
Is he?
Who? Who?
Where the freaks at? Where the freaks at? Tell me where the freaks at.
When is it on? That's what you guys are flying over for. We're going to go to Creamfields together, and you can see Timmy Trumpet.
I'm Googling it. I would love to.
Creamfields.
When is it?
Creamfields. I mean, lots of images popping up that aren't what I asked for.
Do your voice then.
Yeah, do your bedroom voice.
Nah, Jez. Jez is saying it's in August. I'm sure I saw tickets go on sale now.
June, I thought.
Yeah, it's June. I'm sure it's early. Oh, guys, this is what we're doing together. We're going to Creamfields.
Yes, we should.
Anyway, it's the weekend, guys. There's a bit of fun for you.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
G'day, the guys want to know. They like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
Reckon.
This is a turn of events, isn't it?
This is going to be a mess. So how this segment usually works is producer Annabelle, the most organised of all the people we work with, she does some research on a question that we've agreed is interesting, finds out the answer to it. We debate it for a little while. For example, what's the...
The last one we did was how many babies are born in the air.
Yes.
And we had a chat about that. And Skyborn. Skyborn, they're called. Annabelle gets the stats. She tells us the stats and we move on with our day.
And for some reason, our web guy is operating outside his jurisdiction, Eli.
And he's very excited about this
I know
he's
got, is.
He goes, I've got a great, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
So, Eli, what is the question?
So, what do you reckon, as a human?
Oh, my God. as opposed to a cyborg.
What a start. What do you guys, who are also humans, reckon?
If you can relate, in the average lifespan, do you think you spend more time in the bathroom having showers or on the loo?
Definitely on the loo.
Definitely on the loo because you multi... What?
Really?
Well, because a shower is a once-a-day proposition, perhaps, too, if you...
See, this is actually quite interesting for your partner walks as well, isn't it?
Yes. Well, he hides in the shower, so that's his answer. Yes. But the toilet you go so many times a day, it would all add up.
If I'm standing peeing into a toilet, is that counted as on the loo?
It's counted.
Yeah, okay. Well, I only dump in the shower, so it's really hard. A waffle stomper, they call me.
What, stop it? That's disgusting. Stop it. What's the average length of a shower? 5 minutes?
Oh, see, I spend a long time in the shower.
This is the average person. Average length.
I reckon it's probably 10 minutes.
Nah, it's 5.
Apparently it's 8.
Is it?
Well, someone has done their research. Yeah.
How do you like that, Belle?
Well, usually what happens is we chat about it for a while first and then she comes
in. Whoa, this is divisive.
Okay, so 8 minutes is the average shower. Mm. And are people having showers, Eli, once a day or twice a day?
Oh.
I reckon
not so cocky
twice.
Now, are you?
1.5.
You just made that up.
No, I
did. Okay, so once a day, so what's 7 times 8 is...
7 times 8?
Well, 7 days a week.
But you can just do
once
it per
a shower.
Day. You're not changing.
Okay.
Why not just
sure,
do it per
sure,
day?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, what is 365 times 8?
The average life expectancy. But then women live longer than men.
So how are you doing at least a 5 minute toilet situation once a day?
I'm smashing out my action on the toilet.
Me too, but I know a lot of people struggle, so I'm giving. I'm being generous.
A lot of people.
I don't. You know that.
Now who's goggy?
So let's say 5 minutes once a day, and then once an hour, or how often do people pee? Once every 2 hours?
I'm honestly spending. I know we are trying to find the average, but I'm honestly spending, I reckon, 45 to 50 minutes a day in the shower.
That's a whole other segment when we need to talk about your water consumption.
I'm showering probably...
Is the water on all that time or are you just standing?
How many times do you shower a day?
I'm probably showering 4 times a day at the moment.
What? You waste so much water.
Because I'm getting up and I'm showering. I'm swimming sometimes twice a day and so I'm showering... After those,
hero.
And then I'm doing a show, so I usually shower before going to my show, and then often I'll get home.
Oh my God,
you
shower after too, don't you?
Yeah.
You're being modest with your shower number. Yes. Okay, well then I don't know. What do you think, Jess?
I think on the toilet they're going to be spending more time.
I'm
on the
going
toilet.
On the toilet, and you're going shower.
Shower.
Okay, so
Oh, no. He's joked. He's
joked. Do you need us to go to a break?
He's come back. He's tongue tied. He can't do it.
Play the drum roll.
He's nervous.
So, in a human's average lifespan,
I thought we were talking about dogs.
Talking about humans.
They will spend more time in the shower. Hey, in fact, it is just over 5 months of your lifespan.
In the shower, and how much on the toilet?
92 days.
Okay. So it's 3 months.
3 months.
Don't change the measurement system.
Our metric. Thank you, Eli. That was great stuff. Really good.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that Carrie and Tommy are done for the day, they've got time to go and sort out their Mother's Day present at Chemist Warehouse, where you can get a big brand fragrance at the lowest price. Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au.